KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Employment officials say they've ramped up efforts to address income inequality in workforces around the world that is severely impacting women and young people. The G20 Employment Working Group has been meeting in Umhlanga this week to reduce the growing rates of gender pay gaps and inequalities. Sipho Ndebele, who's with South Africa's Employment and Labour Department, says the global stats show there's still a long way to go to close the gap.
The Gender Inequality Report highlights that the top 10% of the global population now receives more than 52% of the total income, while the bottom 50% receives only 8%.
Zingiswa Losi, who is with the L20, which represents workers' interests in the G20 forum, says bargaining councils should be strengthened to safeguard workers' rights.
That workers' rights must be respected. That trade unions must be free to organize. They must be free to defend members, to bargain collectively, and to strike without fear. And what we cannot do and should not is to sit in polite conversations at the G20 and ignore the onslaught workers are facing out there.
Action SA says it has concluded a productive meeting with the ANC's National Working Committee about the national budget crisis. It says they discussed alternatives to avoid a VAT increase. The opposition party last week voted with the ANC in support of the budget fiscal framework, which includes a 0.5% VAT hike. It was adopted by Parliament. The DA, which is the ANC's largest partner in the Government of National Unity, did not support it as it was opposed to the tax hike. Action SA's Matthew George insists they are committed to resolving the crisis.
No discussion of any kind took place regarding a reconstituted GNU. At Action SA's insistence, discussions were limited exclusively to the fiscal framework and the budget. As a constructive opposition party, Action SA is committed to play a critical role to ensure that this budget crisis is ended without South Africans having to pay for the internal power plays within the.
The former Facebook employee behind a scathing book about parent company Meta will testify before US senators today. They're trying to establish whether the social networking giant ever collaborated with the Chinese government. It's understood former global policy director at Facebook, Sarah Wynne Williams, will allege the company explored breaking into the lucrative Chinese market by appeasing Beijing's government censors. Meta communications director has dismissed the testimony, saying it's divorced from reality and riddled with false claims. The company's apps are currently blocked in China. And finally, thousands of millionaires fled London in the past year, with some moving to the US or Asia. The world's wealthiest cities report says some $11,300 millionaires exited the English capital, London, in 2024, driven out by high taxes and Brexit. New York City has the most millionaires in the world, with over 380,000 of them. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, 25 tomorrow. Richards Bay, 26. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mphahlele.